welcome to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of November the 10th, 2006. Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. We're glad you've made us a part of your week. Here's what's topping our news. Every year on November 11th, Canadians pause in a silent moment of remembrance for the men and women who have served and continue to serve during times of war, conflict, and peace. As a living memorial to those who fought in the First and Second World Wars, Memorial University of Newfoundland pays special attention to Remembrance Day. This year, the university held a special ceremony of remembrance on Friday, November 10th. The ceremony included a wreath laying and commemorative readings. In addition to the traditional ceremony, this year's event also included highlights from a video documentary filmed in France during the 90th anniversary of the Battle of the Somme. This DVD was produced by Distance Education and Learning Technologies. On Saturday, November 11th in St. John's, President Axel Meissen will lay a wreath at the St. John's War Memorial as part of the annual Remembrance Day parade and ceremony organized by the Royal Canadian Legion.
Memorial University was at the head of the class this past week as the university garnered top grades in the annual Globe and Mail's University Report Card Survey. The university fared well in a number of key categories, receiving an A for its overall quality of education, overall university atmosphere, academic reputation, personal safety and security, and library services. Memorial Student Services, course variety, and attractiveness of campus also won high praise. The lowest grade Memorial received was a D for its student residences. Meanwhile, one of the university's most prolific educators was also signaled out by the Globe and Mail. Dr. T.A. Loeffler is a professor in the School of Human Kinetics and Recreation. She has gained national attention for climbing North America and Russia's highest peaks. She also has a reputation for taking risks in the classroom and pushing her students to achieve their best. Dr. Loeffler was named one of five cool teachers by the Globe. She says that honor must mean she's doing something right in the classroom.
This is I bring innovation, I bring excitement, and I bring engaged learning to my classroom. I think in order to get the kind of recognition that I've gotten at the University Atlantic and now national level, it means something must be going right, and I'm very excited to know that.
And in addition to the Globe ranking this past week, Memorial also placed fifth among comprehensive universities in the annual Maclean's Magazine ranking. To read more about this story, visit today.mon.ca.
The first ever graduate from Memorial's master's program in ethnomusicology is making waves on the music scene. Kelly Best graduated from the program in October. The master's degree is a joint program between the School of Music and the Faculty of Arts. As a part of her graduate research, Ms. Best focused on the tradition of the Newfoundland button accordion. She examined public performances to see what instruments and songs were played and in what style. She then interviewed performers from across the province to get a glimpse into their personal histories and choices. She found that the majority of players had come back to the accordion after putting it down for a period of time, in some cases for as long as 30 years. She concluded that continuity might not be necessary to maintaining a tradition. Ms. Best will continue her studies on the Newfoundland accordion during the pursuit of her PhD at Memorial.
Campus Enforcement and Patrol is getting into the holiday spirit nice and early, but it's for a good cause. Its annual Toys for Kids program kicked off on November the 8th and will run until December the 11th. Employees with the unit are encouraging the entire university community, including students who don't live on campus, to donate items. Every year, CEP receives lots of support from student groups and the residences, along with employees from other units across the St. John's campus. CEP officer Penny Diamond is helping coordinate this year's toy drive. She says if every student and employee donated one item, it would make a huge difference to needy families during the holidays.
The program is so important because you're helping kids. And to get up on Christmas morning, everybody knows what it's like to be a child, and to get up on Christmas morning and have toys. And for me, just bringing the joy to a kid to have that on Christmas morning is enough to have this drive.
Donations for this year's Toys for Kids program can be delivered to the CEP offices located in the Facilities Management Building, room FM-1019, and the Health Sciences Center, second floor, main lobby. As well, toy boxes have been set up in the main dining hall and the main entrance of the Arts and Administration Building. Call 737-8561 for more information.
If you don't know much about geography, next week's activities will help you get your bearings. Geography Awareness Week runs from November 14th to 19th on the St. John's campus. The week is a new initiative from the Canadian Association of Geographers. According to Dr. Chris Sharp, past president of the association and a memorial professor, the venture aims to highlight how physical and human geography is changing and how those changes are impacting the social, cultural, economic, political, and environmental landscapes. Dr. Sharp hopes this week will help battle what he calls rampant geographic illiteracy. A number of events are planned throughout the week, including a ginormous book sale in the Science Building lobby on Tuesday and three lunchtime lectures that will explore local topical issues. The centerpiece of the week is a GIS Day on Wednesday, which will feature an exhibit in the INCO Innovation Center lobby from 10 till 3. And Geography Awareness Week ends with a unique event on Sunday, November 19th, being dubbed the Geomazing Race. It's organized by the Memorial University Geographical Society. Shane Collins is the president of the student group. He says that organizers have a series of fun events geared towards anyone who wants to learn more about geography.
Participants will be forming teams. They will be going in the field to complete various amounts of tasks. And it's a point system. It's a race. You know, strategy is involved. It's free. Come out. Have fun.
The Geomazing Race gets underway at noon on Sunday, November 19th, in room 2025 in the Science Building. To register, you can email mugsexec@gmail.com before November 15th.
International Education Week starts November 13th, and Grenfell College is celebrating with a number of activities. A lunchtime presentation series will explore topics such as the National Student Exchange Program, Canada World Youth, and the value of volunteering abroad. Shauna Peddle is coordinator of international student programming. She said that Grenfell's international profile is increasing, and so it's fitting to recognize International Education Week in a meaningful way. In addition to the lunchtime series, a photo display will be presented in the Arts and Science Building for the duration of the week. The display will highlight various aspects of the internationalization of Grenfell, such as employees and students working, volunteering, or studying abroad.
And finally, let's take a look at next week's calendar to see what's happening in the week ahead. On Tuesday, November 14th, Memorial's annual flu shot program for employees and retirees will take place. The cost is $11 and employees can pay by cash or check. At the Marine Institute, the flu shot clinic will take place on November 21st, and there will be a clinic at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College at a later date. Find out more information and how to register online by visiting today.mun.ca.
Coming up on Wednesday, November the 15th at 7:30, the Harris Center presents the public forum Offshore Oil and Gas. Is Newfoundland and Labrador getting its fair share? This free event will take place in the INCO Innovation Center, and there will be a reception to follow. There will be free parking available in Lot 18.
On Friday, November 17th, Dr. Susan Gingle will deliver Memorial's 2006 Pratt Lecture. She will explore the use of regional vernacular in her talk, Towards an Aesthetic of Noise, Writing the Oral in the Canadian Context. The event starts at 8 o'clock in the Reed Theatre. Also going on next Friday, faculty and graduate students conducting research are invited to participate in free online seminars on research methods. The seminars will cover issues with internet data collection, non-responses to organizational surveys, and methodological issues in cross-cultural research. For more information, visit today.mun.ca.
And rounding out the week, the Seahawks men's and women's basketball teams will kick off another season by hosting Cape Breton University this weekend. At 6 on Saturday, the women's team will take to the court for their season opener, followed by the men's game at 8. On Sunday, the teams face off again, the women's game starting at 11 and the men's at 1. For more information about these or any other upcoming memorial event, visit today.mun.ca. Well, that's going to do it for another edition of Studio 1024. As usual, thanks to the great folks at CHMR for their use of their studios.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building. Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer. Dave Sorensen is our producer. If you would like to make a comment on anything you hear in our program, please be sure to get in touch with us. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca. My name is Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. We appreciate you joining us. Tune in again in another 7 days.